not much time. I don't need much time, my brothers and sisters. Everything you have heard in the readings, it's all there. I don't know if you felt the church shake for the Gloria, the church shake for the Alleluia. The nations have been gathered in this place. All has been fulfilled in God. Descendants of the Gentiles, the people of the nations, all have become inheritors of this great and awesome inheritance promised to Abraham and his descendants forever, that we would become his sons and daughters in faith. It is fulfilled. I'm embarrassed to say, looking at all of the readings and trying to think what I was going to preach about tonight, I was sitting there in prayer and the Lord said, "Do not be afraid." I'm like, I know, you'll provide. He's like, "No, Anthony, do not be afraid." I was like, "Yeah, I know, Lord. I know, you always provide. You will give me a homily, it's good." Do not be afraid. I didn't even look at the gospel before tonight. Twice in the gospel it says, "Do not be afraid." My brothers and sisters, that is the message. Do not be afraid. When the things around us fail, when governments collapse, do not be afraid. When you hear of wars and rumors of war, do not be afraid. When sickness affects your life or the people that you love, do not be afraid. Because Jesus has risen victorious over the grave, and death has no more power over him nor us who are in him. Do not be afraid. Everything is changed tonight in the celebration of the victory of Jesus Christ over death and dying. Death, where is your sting? It is gone. Jesus is risen victorious. He is alive. He dies no more, and we are one with him. Of what should we be afraid, my brothers and sisters? Of what should we be afraid? Our experience of life, our experience of the world, the fears that we have, being impotent in life, powerless, alone, insufficient, dead. All of these Jesus speaks into in his resurrection. Through him, with him, in him, we are one. You're not alone. I know these people around you do not look like you, but they are your family so much more so than the people who share the same blood with you. Because Jesus is deeper than blood and water. We have become a new creation and received a new heart. There is one spirit that dwells within us that makes us one body. You are not alone. Do not be afraid. Look around you. These are your brothers and sisters, your mothers, your sons and your daughters. You are not alone. Do not be afraid. You are not weak. You are not powerless. In your poverty, with nothing but the grace of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, kings will tremble before you. The demons will tremble before you because of who you have become in Jesus Christ. You are not weak. You are not impotent. You are powerful in him. He has entered into our life in the promise of Abraham so that we would be fulfilled in receiving the Holy Spirit. We would become a new creation in him. And it begins tonight. He is risen victorious over the grave, my brothers and sisters. He dies no more. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body. We enter in, we become a new creation in Jesus Christ. We have to be the most courageous of lovers. I said that on Thursday night. It sounds weird coming out of the mouth of a priest. But it's true. Give yourself away. Imitate Jesus in the offering of himself and give yourself away without fear, without worry. Even if you feel like you're dying, give yourself away. Serve. Pour yourself out. Why? Because it does not end in death. It does not end in death for us. Jesus gives us, by his death, by his resurrection, the ability to pour ourselves out in love in a radical way, unknown, ununderstood by the world. Because we believe. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You say, Father, it's so hard. Do not be afraid. Reread the readings, listen, participate in this celebration. Know what Jesus Christ has done, and do not be afraid. I'm not asking you to be afraid in the ignorance of the gospel. I'm asking you to not be afraid in the knowledge of the gospel. You understand the difference? Do not be afraid. You can say it to somebody on the street, you're like, whatever, dude. Do not be afraid. We who know Jesus Christ, who know the good news of salvation, we are not to be afraid. Our Lord, our Savior, has risen from the dead, destroying death forever. We have nothing else to be afraid of. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Amen.
Amen.